Oh, I'm doing that. So I came across this lovely book today in my library and saw that I hadn't read it much. So I started opening it. And there are Daniel Ledinsky chose 12 voices, 12 people inspired in God to and show some poems of theirs. So I thought tonight we'd read some of them. You know, they're so beautiful. I mean, I think also his way of expressing them, that, you know, it really shows beyond the religion, beyond the work, just the love, the relation of love between the heart and its Lord. This is from, who is this from? St. Francis. Francis. Our hands imbibe like roots, so I place them on what is beautiful in the world. And I fold them in prayer, and they draw from the heavens light. How wonderful. Yeah. So our hands imbibe like roots. So as we know, St. Francis took so much imagery from nature and felt really part of it. So I place them on what is beautiful in this world. So that's wonderful. And that's such a recognition that we, you know, we're constantly nourishing ourselves. Everything is food, really, you could say. That every moment is a kind of food for us. I mean, we both give out and we take in. And so, you know, at a certain time on our path, we have to be very careful what we're nourishing ourselves with, what we're drinking. So that means, of course, way beyond just the physical food and drink. It means where is our mind? What is our mind thinking of? Where are our eyes gazing? What are our ears listening? But again, beyond the physical level, because two people can listen to the same thing, and we'll be hearing different things from it. We'll be receiving different nourishment. So it's really a question of the inner. And that's why we are on the inner path. This is the essential way. Everything comes from within. And therefore, we're you know, fine-tuning the within. We're polishing the mirror. We're allowing ourselves to become dust under the Beloved's feet, so that our mirror can be free of dust. So he recognizes that. So he says he places them on what is beautiful. But he doesn't go on to say that there's something not beautiful. I think for St. Francis, everything was beautiful because he saw God everywhere. So for one who sees God everywhere, everything is going to be beautiful. And in fact, he folds them in prayer. So he puts them together. So his hands are beautiful. He places his hands together and they draw from the heavens light. So that's his nourishment, his sustenance is, at least in this moment, the light from heaven, he said. How beautiful. And I want to read what I had read earlier also to the dervishes who were here earlier. This is a wonderful one from Teresa of Avila. So let's be the lovers. Let's just leap into the place of the lover. That the lover is one, you know, in a sense, they're past their lesson time. I mean, we can either be in school, you know, study the lessons, do the lessons, or we can become the lover and accept everything, like Ayaz did. So this is Therese of Avila. God, dissolve my mind, my separation. I cannot describe now my intimacy with him. How dependent is your body's life on water and food and air? I said to God, I will always be unless you cease to be. And my beloved replied, and I would cease to be if you died. So that's the two hands coming together. The beloved and the lover are one. So inshallah, may we realize that tonight, that we are not separate from anything. We are not separate from what we love. And we are not separate from the one who loves us. He loves them and they love him. He loves them and they love him. So let's just make peace with everything. All the noises, the zikr of New York. We have always our zikr people, always doing zikr outside. And the fans, and they're not on tonight. Something's on the... Everything is making zikr. So just, inshallah, may we open our heart to hear it. And everything is really Allah's voice speaking. So all are tongues of the beloved. All are Allah's tongues. So let's steep in that a moment. And feel our heart just becoming an ocean. Boundless ocean. And just allow ourselves to become his or hers. And we come here to give ourselves up, give ourselves away. Says, if you loan to me a beautiful loan, so what gracious language. Allah owns us anyway, there's nothing to loan. We only give back what was always belonging to that one. But from the, this is the language of graciousness and tenderness and the language of the lover, so make a loan.